For Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 22nd Febufest, Prague's International Film Festival. I'm very pleased to be joined by producer Tomáš Bach, who is presenting the film Schmidtka here at the festival. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
Now, the first question is usually sounds easy, but usually isn't very easy. Would you like to introduce our listeners to the story of the film?
It's pretty simple story. It's a mysterious comedy about finding a peace inside of individual person and just not trying to solve all the things, and sometimes just give up with intention to solve everything, and then somehow things get solved by itself.
Right, exactly, yeah. And less you try, you know, the easier life is. You being the producer, it's very fascinating to get to talk to you, because then we get to know actually the specifics of how the film came to life. And of course, but first, I'd like to know how you first met the director, and how did the collaboration start between you?
It's already like 7 years we met with Stepan. He was looking for a producer for his short film that was shot here in Prague. And I really liked the story. They somehow went to my school, and my professor gave them my contact, and I really liked the script. And we did this short film together. It had quite a good reviews, and it was accepted to Clermont-Ferrand, and then it ran all around the world on around 35 festivals. So it just kicked us towards the cooperation on a new project, and it's around 4 years from now we started to do Schmidtka together.
Well, you've been together a while, but nevertheless, I mean, there's clear difference in many ways in making a short film and a feature film. What was the main difficulties that you encountered?
There were many of them, actually. I mean, we wanted really to do the feature, because that's for us as a filmmakers, that's like the biggest think we could do. And I mean, there are so many differences in like from script, which is like totally different work, and we had in about 14 versions of a script, always translated from German to Czech. Also, you have to collect of course way more money to make the shooting possible. And then the organizational, production work around it's kind of a huge difference. So it was a big lesson for both of us, I guess.
Yeah. Let's talk about the financing. You know, that was one of the hardest parts. You know, to get the money together, I presume.
Yeah, right. It's always kind of a game. Because if the project is a co-production, then you always declare somehow you're asking for money at the fund, and there should be already some money involved. So, but you don't have the money. But you know, if you get the money from, for example, Germany, then you will get it from Czech, and vice versa. So you are trapped in somehow like some catch-22.
Yes,
so
exactly,
you don't, because always they ask you, and do you have some money involved? Because the funds, they always want, that's like a proof if another fund already gave some support. So they rather give you the money. But we somehow made this game possible, and we got quite really good support from the Czech side, also from the region of Karlovy Vary, and then we got a little bit less, but also significant part from German Median Board.
Great. Well, that's wonderful. Was there any like difficulties in actually splitting the shooting in Germany and the Czech Republic?
There was not, because since we are young filmmakers, we are quite flexible in doing that, and it was all kind of natural, because all the funds have somehow the rules how you have to spend money, and where and who can be paid, and where he's which nationality he is from, but since we are kind of group of people who are close together, it was not so difficult.
Wonderful. I think what really works about this film is that it's very funny, but it's also kind of freaky, you know. It's kind of creep. It does have like this kind of dark atmosphere to it, and there's a good bit of tension too. Do you think that this film, these are the winning ingredients for this film and its life now that it's finished and you're presenting it to the world?
This is for us interesting because we had a world premiere of the film in a Busan Film Festival in South Korea, and then it was running on German festivals, and now it's coming to Czech. Now it's on FabioFest in about a month. It's gonna be in a Pilsen Film Festival, then it should be presented in Karlovy Vary Film Festival as well, and then it should be also distributed here in Czech. And we always have it's always interesting to see how the audience in different countries is seeing the film.
Yeah,
which,
of course, yeah.
And for example, in our case, the Korean audience liked a lot the second part of the film, the more mysterious and the more let's say scary part. And they really loved this one. And then in Germany, the audience liked the more the first part, the lighter part, the more comedian part of the film. And that's why I will see today first time how the Czech audience will reflect the film. So I'm really looking forward because I think it might be something between.
Well, yeah, it's today is the big screening of the festival, so it's great that we get to talk to you on today. I have to say, I was at the screening yesterday, and people were laughing, and they were, you know, they were reacting in the right way. So I think this is certainly a good thing. So what about the future? Are you guys going to collaborate again? Have you got anything in mind? You don't have to tell us about the story if you can't, but is there hopes of making another feature?
Mm-hmm. We have now, together with Stepan, two more projects in development. Our primary goal is to make now a light comedy, which is inspired by childhood of Stepan and his story which happened in the past. So we want to move a little bit more also direction to audience film, because with Schmidtke we had this opportunity to make a film like very art house film, but which we wanted also not to do purely art house, so something between, I guess. But with the next project, we really want to do something lighter and more audience.
You want to reach out to a wider audience. Well, I have to congratulate you on Schmidtke, you know, your first feature, and it certainly shows that you've got some real potential, and it's quite an interesting, fascinating movie. And thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you, and I hope there will be chance for the listeners to see our film one day.
Yeah, and check out the trailer, and you know, keep informed. Is there any way in which that you can keep informed? Social media? That you have social media pages set up?
We have a website, schmidtkefilm.com, and we have a Schmidtke profile on Facebook. So if you're interested, watch us closely.
Keeping an eye on it. Thanks very much. Thanks again. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.